How to teach our database in the Utah Department of Health. Okay, I really want to thank the panel organizer to invite me back to hear talk about the workforce. So I will focus on the three-year review, what we have done in Department of Health in Utah. So I'm more talk about at the local level. Okay. This five bullets is actually my presentation in 2008. Then I call it the high-tech strategies. There are something happened big in Utah, the health informatics domain. They are in 2006 and 2007, we almost have a 10 major project either failed or the vendor quit, we have to redo it, is millions of dollars wasted. That include like from the Medicaid ERAP system until the immunization, the duplication issues. So that's make the leadership realize how much the public fund are wasted in the IT area without management, good informatics management in place. And the second change is with the new elections, so the new governor always want to reorganize make the public sector more efficient. So in the 2007, there are separation between IT and health. So all the IT personnel are centralized in the Department of Technology Services. So the basically separate business and IT in part, so then the people want originally the one family, but now become we and they, them and us. So that a lot of finger point happened. So under this type of the conditions, the executive director office decided we do need the Office of Public Health Informatics. So that's why my office established that time. So when we set up the five strategies, the first one is that we need change, created organizational change to have informatics management in place. Then we need to have a career track for the informatists. Then we need a local community to support this workforce development. And that time we don't have much funding on there. So we say, okay, let's see, we know we need integration, we need interoperability. Let's strategically doing with the available resources toward a common goal. We have a vision to share. Then at that time, CDC also found the Center for Excellence in Public Health Informatics. So my office become an extension field office for that research center. So we use this opportunity to be a research laboratory for the academia, but also R&D in the Department of Health. Then now today I want to quickly review, we still have this five area we're doing and what we achieved. So the right side, the bullet to say what's happened now in the Department of Health. For the management structure, we do have a three-level informatics advisory council. Then we had the informatics position, I would say almost established. Then we do have multiple COPs and local communities in place, and the high-tech really bring the transforming force to help the informatics workforce development. Then we are working with the COE, the researchers, to do the education and the training. Okay, for the management, because informatics is really not one like a new silo organization structure, it's really cross-cutting. So we did not really say, okay, where this box is really resigned, we penetrate to all different levels. So at EDO level, we have a quarterly strategic meeting at the department-wide issues, then chaired by the deputy of the Department of Health, and he, Dr. Bob Roths, he also a statewide the HIT coordinator, so he coordinating all the high-tech project as well. Then the member is all the division, usually the deputy directors. So they really, we talk this issue department-wide coordinating across the division level project. Then every month, all this is three-level coordination staffed by my office. So every month, we have a bureau director level, the council, come together, talk operational issue, like how do we have a contract with the DTS, what's the fee schedule, and how the service level agreement, we should monitor the major system performance. So talk all the operating issues. Then the every biweekly for program and the project will have opportunity come to negotiate with the DTS priorities, because everyone, their project is their program's priority. But when they compete to each other, if they you don't have an open communication channel, it end up the we have a hosting team, the administrators for the like security firewalls. The program will literally set in that IT hosting people's cubicle to make sure the job, their job are done as priority. So it's really the management are really individual based, had a lot of problems. So when we have this three-level system in place, now it's about 8 months. So it, people really began to see the order, the priority, how it's set up, then also share the resources. Then a lot of good things come out from this coordination. So we have really this multi-level open communication to facilitate this management. So people are happy. Then we talked this idea when my office started. We call it the informatics office, but none of us are trained. Then we also have an informatics program in university, but when they graduate, they don't know the place where they can have a career and have a position. So we, at that time, the EDO really agreed to create this position. So we spent about 2 years really educate within the health department, say we need this position. Then the question keep come out is, what is really is? Is that a business analyst? Is that a research consultant or the IT product manager? So the IT product manager concept are first time accepted by the executive director's office, but they applied for the state to fund it, and basically the legislature shut down, so they failed. Then we have discussions, say we really need not just the product manager, you need the strategies, you need the training, it's more science research type of person. So then we move on the 2009 to 2010, then working with the human resources really establish this position. I would say we have like a 4 year journey. During this time, they have a political impact. We work under two executive director, two deputies, and also has the human resources director changed, the health IT director changed, and the human resources analyst changed. So you have always constantly kind of negotiate, educate for this needs. Then when we do the for the human resources make decision, they need to have a comparative. Say, is other state did this one? No, we haven't found anyone. Is the private sector doing that? We say yes. So they did a survey on the private sectors. They do have medical informatics, clinical informatics there, but usually they have MD background or nurse background. So it's different. In here, well, epidemiologist background or the IT people background. So they have to adjust it. Adjusted it, then they did a market survey. So I can say by now, they keep telling me it's already approved, but I haven't seen it posted online yet. So if posted online, I will let people know you can use it. I would say the salary, there are still problems. When you go through a lot of negotiation, come back, you don't know. It's sometimes the human resources language, you don't really know what they mean there. But we had this position, and we are started hiring. Okay, we have three-level positions. I remind, I have maybe 1 minute left. Then I want to say we do have a local communities. This is not focused on project. We do have a department-wide training on IT project management. So that group of people, we have about 100 people trained. We work in every quarter we have an exchange, how to manage projects. Then high tech really offer us a lot of opportunities. We're not going to go detail. Then I want to see the laboratory idea are very important for practitioners to learn informatics in a more systematic way from our research partners. That relationship are very, very important. So I just want to end here for our experience.